If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. I'm continuing on this series on how to become a designer, but today I'm going to talk about becoming a surface pattern designer, and I'm going to talk about things that you haven't heard before. So as you heard me in the last episode talk about becoming a designer, you have to learn the software, right? And you have to identify marketplaces. But in this episode, I want to dig a little deeper and talk about surface pattern design. It's something so many of you want to do. I've heard it so many times. People want to create textiles, they want to create gift wrap, they want, you know, anything that's 2D, which, by the way, it's so fascinating to even hear the term surface pattern designer, because when I went to school, we just called us graphic designers. That's 2D design, right? But there's something so sexy about the name surface pattern designer. So we're going to dig in today. This is going to be strategic. It is not going to be your typical what people are telling you to do, which is like, you know, go learn the software, learn how to make a repeat pattern, go try to find a contract. No, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about actually leveling up as a designer. And Design Suite members, I'm thinking about you. So I want you to listen carefully, because there are lots of people in the market who want to be surface pattern designers. But the truth is, in order to actually make it, you have to think and do differently than everybody else. That's just the way of it. And I want you to have that inside scoop, okay? So let's get started. We're going to talk about these three ways I think that you really need to start thinking differently than everybody else. The first one, I have to look at my notes, you guys. The first one is to see the world in shapes. This has been an interesting one. It comes up so often with my Design Suite members, especially as they get started in my Design Suite program. They are thinking about the world in shape. So many people come to me saying, I can't draw, I don't think I can become a designer, which is just nonsense, okay? First of all, design is a learned behavior, and if we can see the world in shape, suddenly you can draw, okay? Maybe you can't make a perfect circle, I certainly cannot, but I can in my programs, okay? And so when you start thinking about the world in shape, everything changes. And suddenly surface design does not seem quite as difficult. If you need a mindset shift, this is the one that will do it for you. Which, by the way, one of the lessons we do in our design bootcamp is a lesson on Illustrator, learning how to use shape to create an object, right? It's also available in our app. So go check that out. I'm hoping by the time this episode airs, I'm hoping our app is available. If not, just keep checking back for it. But I just really believe if you can see the world in shape, you can do anything. You can design anything, okay? Number two, sorry, looking at my notes once again. This one is a hard one for designers to do, because very often what happens is we're looking at the surface pattern world out there. So maybe we're looking at fabric and we go, I could have designed that. And that is where you need to stop your thought process. Because number two is, if you have seen it before, it's probably not something that's going to sell for you. This is a really big deal, you guys. We have to think differently. We have to design differently to make our mark in the marketplace. So that means we need to be producing design work that is different, awesome, like that takes us to next level. If we become too much like what is out there, and I'm not saying that I haven't done this, we all are producing stuff, right? And some of it's going to be like stuff you can find in the marketplace, right? But every now and then, what I want you to do is disrupt the marketplace and bring the design work that is really different, things that will get someone to notice you, okay? So I'm not talking about bad design work though. I'm talking about good design work. I want you to go out there and really build some things that people haven't seen before, okay? That's how we get to next level as a surface pattern designer. If you are just doing the same little cabbage roses that everybody else is doing, you're not going to be seen. You're not going to get a contract. And that pains me to say, because I suspect you're a phenomenal designer, but you're just not thinking the way a creative director is thinking. And I know this because I was a creative director. Very often, creative directors are looking for what's different, okay? Same but different. It's a really difficult thing to even verbalize. So what you need to do is you need to find your style, keep working at it, and bring that to the table, okay? Number three is a little different. I don't feel like I hear very many surface pattern designers talking about this, and a lot of it has to do with my training as someone who has a doctorate in design and taught at a university. And that is, good pattern designers are always paying attention to negative space. Now, some of you are like, what's negative space? And some of you are like, yeah, duh, Karina. So let's go there. Great negative space is simply the space that surrounds our icons or our objects. So say I have a floral line and I have a rose. The negative space is everything that's in the background of that rose. That's a shape being made, right? And good designers are paying attention to the shapes being made, not by the positive objects like those roses or whatever that's at the forefront. We're paying attention to the negative space just as much and sometimes more. So if you're going to be a great designer, which I really want you to, I know you can do it, because this is learned behavior, right? We can learn to become great designers. That's how we're able to teach it at a university. What we need to do is we need to pay attention to that negative space just as much as the positive one. So when I'm laying out a repeat, which is what you're going to do if you are a fabric designer, textile designer, surface pattern designer, I am laying it out, okay, with like all the pieces, and paying close attention to those shapes that are being created around those positive shapes. That negative space really can detract your eye into the wrong areas, or it can enhance and make everything feel balanced, which is what we want as designers. We want it to feel balanced. Okay, hopefully you liked this deep dive. If you've been thinking about becoming a surface pattern designer, or if you want more than that, and if you've been with me, especially Design Suite members, you know I believe you can be more than a surface pattern designer. You can just be a designer who actually makes money in the marketplace. Come check out, well, first of all, you should check out my link below for the free PDF I have talking about the 7 tips that nobody is talking about on how to become a surface pattern designer. I think you're going to want to check this out. I think it is the thing that nobody is talking about, you guys. And I tend to open my mouth and talk about the thing that nobody is talking about. And if you like that, and if you want to learn more, the best thing you can do is come join me in a design boot camp. Design boot camp is a 5-day training where I really dig deep on the strategies that you have to have as a designer. If you are feeling like something is missing, maybe you've already taken some coursework, maybe you even have a graphic design degree. We have lots of people who are in my program who actually have degrees from 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 20 years ago. We have lots of people who come into it saying they've taken tons and tons and tons of other digital courses. But if you feel like something's missing, or you have not ever made money or very little money as a designer, I want to help you with that, because there is no reason to be in this career if we're not making money. And I know you can. You just have to know how to be strategic as a designer. So I want to help you with that. Sign up for my next design bootcamp. We do lives and we have a replay. I can't recommend enough to come to the live. Live is so fun. You get to come interact with me, ask questions. We also have a VIP experience. So you're going to want to check that out. It's crazy what what these are. They're so inexpensive because I need you to get the information so you can understand why it hasn't been working for you or why you can step off in the right direction and keep it going in order to make money. So check that out. I can't wait to see you there, and I'll talk to you soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.